Hello.
Hello, this is your courtesy callback from the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. What can I do for you today?
Yeah, I was wondering where they'd be testing. I'm in Gardendale.
Okay, let me see. What's a good zip code for you?
Well, my actual home is zip code is 35117.
117. Okay. And then the let's see. Do you have a doctor that you normally call when you're sick or injured?
Yeah, I go to Dr. Joseph Brewer at St. Vincent's out here in Gardendale, but they don't
Okay.
do testing.
Sure. Yeah. Have you already reached out to them?
I called the office, and that's how I got y'all's number.
Okay. Good deal. The reason we asked that there is because some of the places in the state, they require that you bring a doctor's note or a physician's referral before you could be tested. So if there is some of those on the list here, when I pull it up, I'll let you know that. But just, be aware you may have to get in touch with your doctor there just to get a referral at least. But we
Okay,
have
well,
here.
the issue is I'm not having any symptoms. It's I've been exposed to somebody at my job, and my
Okay.
work is requiring everybody to go get tested.
Right. Yes, sir. Well, what we have here is using the zip code that you gave me, it pulls up a list of facilities about, let's see, about 9 or 10 different locations here that are closely related to the zip code. Looks like I only have one facility in Gardendale, so maybe leaving the city limits there to find the, your testing site. But if you want to write down some of the names and numbers here that I got on my list, I could definitely read those out to you.
Okay. I know a lot of people's having shortage of supplies.
Yes, sir. Yeah, it's dependent on each facility. Of course, we wouldn't have, the information for each facility as to if they're still in stock or nothing but like that. But like I said, I got the number so you can reach out to each location just to ask those questions.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. Now the first one I got in Gardendale, I don't know if you already tried to reach out to them or not, but it's the American Family Care.
Yeah, they're out of supplies.
Okay. Next one we have is in Fultondale. It's the Norwood Clinic.
Okay.
Okay, Norwood Clinic. They are Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to, sorry, 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And
Okay.
then let's see. Now this one, it says no walk-in, so you do have to call first for an appointment, but it doesn't say you need a doctor's note. And the phone number there is 205-250-6400.
Okay.
All right, I've got one here that's in Adamsville. It's the Quest Diagnostics and Walmart. So I believe this is just set up in the Walmart parking lot. It's Quest Diagnostics. They are every day 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. And you also have to call for an appointment with this location as well, but you don't need a doctor's note. And the phone number is 866 448-7719. All right, what we got next? We got one in Birmingham. Well, we've got a few in Birmingham. The next one would be it's the Alabama Regional Medical Services. Let's see. It's the Northern Health Center is the actual building name there, Northern Health Center, but it looks like it's sponsored by the Jefferson County Health Department. And then it says here, let's see, we don't have the hours or anything. It says call for hours and information on this location. So I'm guessing that varies on supplies for them. The phone number there is 205-407-5600.
Okay. Hey, that's enough for me to get started, though, brother.
Okay, yeah, hopefully some of those work out for you. If not, you can always call us back when we get some new names and numbers. What we try to stress to everyone that calls in, most important thing is always, of course, call before you go. If they give you any instructions over the phone, try to follow those as closely as you can. And if you need information related to the virus itself, you can find some info on the adph.org website or the cdc.gov website.
All right. That'll work, man.
All right, have a good one.
You too.
Thank you. Bye-bye.